You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We're going to light it up, folks. That's what we're here for, wherever you're joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin. It is great to have you as we broadcast live from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Second warm day in a row. Conrad, I am laughing because, okay, about a week ago, my son Joe was on the show. And yep. He sent me that social media picture of the guy who was, he would go to this, the Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And he would sneak up behind people whose butt cracks were showing, and he would just kind of lean in and take a picture of himself next to the butt cracks. And it's preposterous, but it was very funny. And Aaron Zommer sent this message. He produces the Todd Alba Show. He says, I'm listening to your discussion with Joe from last week, Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. He said, I'm very familiar with the guy who got kicked out of the Magic the Gathering events for taking pics of people's butt cracks. He is an American hero and didn't deserve that fate. He says, as a Magic player, he was doing us all a service by publicly shaming these people. Very funny stuff. Thank you, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It was a nice warm day again.
Yeah.
So instead of going outside like yesterday, I didn't.
How come?
I don't know. You
pulled a Pete.
I went to work out, but that's inside.
Okay.
So the only outside activity I had today was going to my car.
So you were
and driving back and forth
today. All right. That's not too bad though. You still get, look at, I had the windows open today.
Yeah.
In my house.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that beautiful outside. The sun was out. I mean, it was probably like 40, but it still felt great.
It was really nice. I had my huge door open.
Yeah.
Out to outside, you know. I can't think of the word, but I had all the windows open too, and it was just really nice getting that smell back into the apartment, you know.
Yeah.
Like fresh air,
baby. Yeah.
Cuz it's just so, you know, dry during the winter.
I know. It's nice though when it's like this, because like for the last couple of nights, we didn't even have our humidifier on. We just opened the window because we knew we were getting enough moisture. And it's a great feeling. You know, it's going to get crazy cold again. So
it's not going to get crazy cold.
Are we sure of that?
I think it says like 32 is the high tomorrow.
All right, I can live with that.
That's still short weather, all right?
That's still short weather for you.
Actually, it says 42 tomorrow, then 40 Thursday, then 46 on Friday.
Are you kidding me?
But that's the weather app, so you can't really, or you know, you can't always trust it.
That's Green Bay too, though. I'm north of here, so it could be a little bit colder, but we'll see what happens.
Riding with the windows down all week long.
Oh, that's not, it's just crazy talk. hey, great to have you with us tonight. Fun show tonight. So different than all the other nights when pretty much it's just sadness throughout a broadcast of Nightlight. It's going to be fun tonight, folks. I'm kidding, of course. This is the show where you chill out. You had a long day. We want to take you away. We want to help you escape, talk about some movies, TV, comedy, music. At 6:35, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins the show. Dr. Lierley and I had a text exchange last night about TikTok health trends, and it sounded like something she wanted to talk about. So I'm going to ask you, Conrad, what do you think that means? Pardon me.
TikTok health trends. Okay. First thing I think of is, you know, just scrolling and you see something just random that's can increase your health, but you don't know if it's true or not because you're just watching someone on the internet.
Right.
So maybe she wants to kind of clear the air of what's actually true and what's false.
Maybe. I don't know, but I said this. My wife is addicted to TikTok, and I said, "Oh, Kristen wants to talk about health TikTok health trends." And my wife thought it was a positive thing, like TikTok is doing a service and telling you how to be healthy. But knowing Kristen like I do, not crazy well, but well enough. I feel like she's going to say it's a health detriment somehow using TikTok. So we had this discussion, and I don't really know what to expect, but I'm intrigued. So I'm excited to talk about that with Dr. Lyerly at 6:35. She's also seen, I think she said, all of the Oscar films. By the way, we need to be ready because she is on call. So if she has to go deliver a baby,
oh, okay,
we got to break out some of those clips. So, and it sounds like she's watched her fair amount of TV when she's on call because she's seen most of the Oscar movies. So that's good. We'll talk a little bit about that with her as well. 7:20, our friend Bob Dennis swings by the studio. He is a mob expert. He hosts a podcast on the mob here in Wisconsin. He's quite familiar with urban legends, and Bob has a really unique history. And every time he's on the show, we get so caught up in mob stuff and urban legends. I don't ask him about his connections to TV when he was a kid. They're fascinating. I'm going to keep them in the hip pocket, and one of these days we'll get into a big discussion. Maybe it'll be tonight. You'll just have to find out. But Bob has great connections to TV shows when he was a kid. He was on some. But tonight, I think we'll start with mob tourism in Wisconsin with Bob, and he will tell us where to go if you want to take a mob road trip. See Al Capone's home. There's stuff going on at the Wisconsin Dells, all kinds of stuff we probably didn't know about, and Bob will inform us. So that's at 7:20. He'll be in studio. Right now, it's time for our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite kind of soup? It is National Clam Chowder Day, ladies and gentlemen. National, not international. People overseas today could not give two craps about clam chowder, but we are celebrating it here in America. USA, USA, what is your favorite kind of soup? That is tonight's question. Conrad, start us off.
I don't know if you remember this, but I don't like soup.
What is the matter with you? How do you just broadscape, you don't like soup?
There's one soup I like, and it's baked potato soup, I think, with bacon in it.
Which is basically a baked potato. It's so thick.
I can't get behind just
I kind of
juice and
that.
I don't know.
Well, it's not juice, it's broth.
I don't know why I just never liked it. It just tastes weird to me. And the one thing that like cringes me is tomato soup.
Yeah, that's kind of a weak.
That like
people
I know
swear by it with grilled cheese, yeah, but on yeah. its own, I kind of agree with you. I don't know. I think my wife makes this cauliflower cashew garlic soup, and it is dynamite. It's healthy. I like a good Irish stew. Love chicken soup, obviously. Senate bean is a good soup. I'm going to say it's a tie between my wife's chicken soup and this cashew cauliflower garlic soup she's been making. So healthy. There's like three superfoods in the soup.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I could eat soup. Like if I had the patience to make soup every week, that's all I would eat. Especially a good Irish stew in the winter. Forget about it. What's your favorite soup though, folks? Let us know. Be part of the show. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can get a hold of us on the app. It's so easy. We're on statewide. So click on any one of the stations and click the text icon and fire away. We'd love to hear from you. There are no right or wrong answers. There are only your answers, and that has to make you feel good. So let us know what your favorite soup is. It's International Clam Chowder Day. I will say I like a good clam chowder. You probably hate clam chowder.
I've never actually tried clam chowder.
You know what? You might actually like it because it's kind of like baked potato soup, a little bit. It's creamy, and I don't typically like cream stuff, but something about the clam chowder.
I love seafood, so maybe.
You might like it, man. It might be worth a taste. Pleasure your taste buds. But let us know what you think. You can text us on the stream, the app, or on the old-fashioned radio. Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. I had this thought. Okay, so I was in Stevens Point last weekend. I saw a play my daughter was in. And it's my wife and my daughter and I in this hotel. And I'm up late. I'm watching TV. They're both asleep in the next bed. And I find myself, like I so often do, I'm going to open up here, Conrad. I'm going to say something about myself
okay.
that might not be radio friendly. I don't mean it to sound weird, but my legs were crossed. Everyone's like, yeah, where's this going? And I'm rubbing my feet together.
What?
People rub their feet together all the time.
Okay.
You know, you got your legs crossed. Maybe you're in the Lazy Boy watching TV and you're rubbing your feet together. That's so weird to me, I think. Like, you don't really do that with any other body part when you're just kind of chilling. It's like self-cuddling. Conrad's leaving. So, I don't think, like, I would never just sit there and rub my arm or rub two fingers together just to chill out. But we rub our feet together, and it's so soothing, and it's calming. How did we settle on that as a populace? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Of course it's not me. I see people doing it all the time. I see people in waiting rooms with their feet crossed, even with shoes on, doing it. When did this start? It's self-cuddling. It's very soothing. It probably helps us relax. I bet your blood pressure goes down when you rub your feet together. Just casually.
I don't think I've done that.
I guarantee you've
very,
done it.
I've done it. I'm saying I don't think I've done it in a very
There's
long
no
time.
There's no shame in it. It's not like you're, yeah, okay, you know, playing, you know, you're just, it's just a soothing technique to help us relax. And I see people do it. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. You don't think anything of it. But I would never just sit there and rub my shoulder. I would never like run my fingers through my own hair. It's kind of strange. Try it, Conrad. I want you to try it during the break. I think you'll like it.
Okay, sounds good.
And we have to talk about White Lotus 2.
Yes.
That ending of season 2. I waited to watch it because now I can go right into season 3. There's always a murder or a homicide or a death at the end of the season. Now, there's only been 2 seasons of White Lotus. But Mike White is such a great writer. The characters are multidimensional. He is such a good writer. And there's a murder at the end, and it builds to it the whole season.
Yep.
Can I say who it is, or is that like a spoiler? I mean,
it's been out for two years. Yeah, it's been out for a long time.
All right. I'm going to tell you who dies at the end of White Lotus season 2 if you want to watch it. And the death, Conrad and I both agreed, is really funny.
I really like how in White Lotus they kind of show... They foreshadow in the first episode of what's going to happen on the last one.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
Love it, too. All right, I'll tell you who died at the end of White Lotus season 2 and why it made me laugh. It's funny, folks. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know what I'd do without you, babe. I don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Get up home.
So, first of all, I want to apologize. We missed like 2 or 3 calls because we're having issues with the phone lines.
And yes.
It's been an issue lately. Most of the time when people call, you guys get through, but I apologize. So you're welcome to keep trying. Conrad, reset the phones. We'll try to get the calls. If not, you're welcome to text as well. I apologize for that. I prefer to hear a voice, but if we can't get it figured out, feel free to text as well. Just try to be part of the show either way, and we will try to figure out this problem. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of soup? It is National Clam Chowder Day, which is kind of fun. People eating clam chowder all over the country in celebration. Anna from the 608, that's in Madison. She says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite soup is broccoli cheese. That is a big one here in Wisconsin, for sure. Great choice, Anna. Paula, Conrad's mom checking in. She says, French onion soup with mozzarella on top. Yes, Paula, yes. Great stuff. And if you get a really good crouton with French onion soup, you can dip it and let it get a little soggy. That is tops. That is fantastic. where are we at here? Eric from Lodi says, I like a great homemade French onion. Another vote for French onion. Soup with the broiled cheese over the croutons on top. Very well said. Eric, meet Paula. Paula, meet Eric. Too bad Paula's already taken, or they could fall in love over French onion soup.
Don't match make for my mom, please.
My bad. Okay. I am not a home wrecker via the microphone. I like, though, when you get that French onion soup going with the croutons in there, man, and they get a little soggy, come on, forget about it. From the 608, this is Mike in Mount Horeb. He says, you can't brag about your wife's cauliflower cashew garlic soup without posting a recipe. Interesting. I will try to get that for you, Mike. Let me see.
Might as well put it on our Facebook.
We could do that. It's so funny. Like, it used to be kind of not very cool to ask someone for a recipe. Sometimes people get very protective of their creations. My mother-in-law was like that. You'd be over there, and if she had like a little dinner party or something, you'd say, oh, Peg, I want this recipe. And she'd say, we'll talk. And that was her way of diverting, knowing it wouldn't come up again and she wouldn't have to share the recipe.
We'll talk.
We'll talk.
We won't.
Exactly. No. Kimber from, help me, how do you say this again, Conrad? Muscata.
Muscata.
Muscata. Kimber from Muscata says, my favorite soups. She's got three of them. Gazpacho, chili, with pasta. Okay. I go crackers, but I could go pasta too. Chicken with egg noodles. Oh, very specific. Thank you, Kimber. Well done. We have a call. We got are the phones working?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, so fantastic.
Yep, Cindy from Appleton.
Cindy. How are you, Cindy?
Good, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for sticking with our very old dial tone phones or whatever they're called, dial up.
All right.
Rotary.
Anyway, I do like a really good New England clam chowder, and one of the best of them, I think, in Wisconsin is the Hotel Seymour in Seymour, Wisconsin.
No kidding. Okay.
Oh, my God. Their clam chowder, oh, to die for.
Why do you like it so much? They have a lot of fish in there, a lot of cream, well, or not a lot of cream?
It's really creamy, and it's really tasty, and it's got lots of good chunks of potatoes and clams.
Oh,
and
man.
I've had a lot of clam chowders. I think there's probably the best in Wisconsin. I do.
Cindy, you are officially.
And then of course, we've got to have a beer cheese. Can't forget about the beer cheese soup.
Oh, you know, I've had that at the atrium at Lambeau Field. I think they have a mean beer soup there, right?
Yep.
Is that what I'm thinking of? Yeah.
Yep.
Cindy, I would like to officially designate you as the Nightlight clam chowder expert. How do you feel about that?
I'll take that.
Look, it's an informal title. There's no responsibilities that come with it, but just think it over and we'll talk next time. Thanks for the call, Cindy.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, goodbye.
Have a great night. This is Cindy's Day. It's National Clam Chowder Day. Rejoice. Steve from Florida, he's in the 920, but he is also in Florida. He says, a little Green Bay trivia. When I was running a route for a food distributor in the Green Bay area during the 90s, I found out that Green Bay consumed more soup than any other town in the United States. How on earth would they know that?
The amount of soup in the food district, you know?
Yeah,
the amount
I suppose
they need
so.
To.
Okay.
Amount of, I can't even talk right now.
Spoken like the son of a food distributor. Very well. Steve continues. He says, not sure how Green Bay ranks today, but at the time I won a couple of soup selling. I won a couple of soup selling. A couple of soup selling contests back in the day. Anyway, my favorite soup is a creamy broccoli cheese soup. Okay, so there you go.
There you go.
That's awesome, Steve. Thank you for the text. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, any soup that don't fight back, like the clam in Curly's chowder on the Three Stooges episode. Oh, that is awesome, Tyler. God, every once in a while, I get a reference, a Three Stooges reference, and it makes me go, why don't you watch the Three Stooges more? I would still laugh hysterically. Great text, everybody. Keep them coming. We are asking, what is your favorite soup? It's National Clam Chowder Day today. From the 608, Pete, I make a mean ham and bean soup. Celery, carrots, onions, homemade chicken stock, 14 different beans, and the ham bone and leftover ham from Christmas. People tell me I need to sell this. Only one problem, beans. Need I say more? I love the show. Tony the Trucker. I don't know where you're going with that bean thing, Tony.
I get it.
If you're a trucker, too, you can't be pulling over every 7 miles either.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of ground to cover. Thanks, Tony. Great text. Okay, here's my connection to what I was saying about White Lotus 2. Jennifer Coolidge's character, first of all, she kind of does play, we had a caller or texter recently that said she kind of plays the same role a lot. And she does because she's so good at it. She played the same type of role in Christopher Guest's, I think it was Best in Show. She was married to like a 90-year-old guy and she was like 40. And she said, we have a lot in common. We both like soup.
Yes.
So I find it hilarious that she, this is a spoiler alert about White Lotus season 2, folks. If you don't want to hear this, turn the radio down. She is the one who dies at the end of the season. She thinks these guys on a boat are trying to kill her so her husband can get her inheritance. And she's right. She finds the gun and blows them all away and then tries to jump off the boat onto a little boat. She's not very agile. She says, okay, you got this. And immediately, immediately falls 20 feet and clunks her head on the boat and dies. So the husband still gets the inheritance. White Lotus is such a great show.
Have you seen the Simpsons remake of The White Lotus?
No.
It's so funny.
Oh my God, I love that.
I think it's the second episode of this season. The newest one. It is so funny. And they have a Jennifer Coolidge character in it.
That's so great. All right. This is along the same topic. I'll get this in quickly. Annie from Watertown says, wow, just finished season 2 last night. What are you going to laugh about? Honestly, I felt nauseous as I knew what would happen. Figured it would be her pretty much before even the last episode. Good call, Annie.
I had my suspicions too.
I just thought it was funny.
I knew someone was going to die.
But... she said, you got this. All right, we're coming right back with Dr. Kristen Lierley, some Oscar talk, some health talk, and I will read your text on the stream. That's next.
Love. I get so lost sometimes.
Annie from Watertown says, don't forget there's Manhattan clam chowder. Very different. That is true. Thank you, Annie. Cindy from Wausau says, my favorite soup is PHO. Does that mean anything to you, Conrad?
I think Poe soup?
We have a lot of text to read, but we also have a phenomenal guest. So hang in there, folks. Keep your text coming. What is your favorite kind of soup? It is National Clam Chowder Day. So clam chowder fans rejoice. And we will read Robert's messages on the stream as well soon. But right now, I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal. She's not old. She's younger than me. Dr. Kristen Lierley. She's a rock star who delivers babies, ran for office, and has also seen most of the Oscar films. Dr. Lierley, welcome. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think this is the first time you've ever been on the show and not been here in the studio.
I know. I sure wish I was there with you, but I am just wrapping up 2 straight weeks of working in rural Minnesota. And guess what I'm doing? Guess how I did it? It with a bang.
What do you mean?
Well, last night I got to bed a little bit later than expected because, you know, I was up watching an Oscar movie. And all night long, the nurses were calling me about these patients, because that's actually what I'm really doing right now.
Yeah.
I don't call at the hospital. And I got to go in and deliver a baby for someone this morning who thought she was going to have a C-section, but she ended up having a vaginal delivery, which is what she wanted in the first place. And it was such a victory. So that's a really good
thing. That is so cool. And now you made me feel better because I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV. And I called it self-cuddling. And it's like a lot of people do that. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
I'm just saying thank you for bailing me out once again. Does that ever get old? I mean, you get to deliver babies. We kind of covered this when we were texting the other day. I said you get to be there for the most important moment of people's lives all the time. That's got to make you feel great.
I love it. Those are the like really big moments. You know, every day at my job is a sentinel moment. It's a huge day in someone's life, but it's not just those days. It's the days when I'm in clinic and somebody comes in with an embarrassing problem that they would never tell their best friend. I'm peeing in my pants. That's a really common one. Like, hey friends, more people pee in their pants than don't. That is the truth. So if it's happening to you,
true?
It's okay. Oh yeah. Well, as we get older.
Is there an age that typically starts at?
How old are you?
I'm in my really late 20s.
I haven't. Right about now.
Listen, I'm not going to say it's never happened, but I'm glad you have exciting Conrad. You have that to look forward to. So, hey, do you have a favorite kind of soup, Dr. Lyerly?
I love soup because I hate cooking, and soup is so easy to cook. You throw it together. It's, you know, you eat it whenever you want. Give me some bread, give me some soup, some cheese, a beer. I am perfect.
Wow.
That is my favorite meal.
Okay.
But our family favorite soup is Zuppa Toscana.
That sounds delicious. I have no idea what it is, but I want some. Zuppa.
I'll tell you, it's like, they have it at the Olive Garden. It is, it's kale. It's a chicken broth with kale and spicy sausage and potatoes and onions and garlic. It is just this, like, the kids ask for it all the time. Super good.
That sounds like a wonderful compliment to the never-ending breadsticks or whatever they're called. They have never-ending breadsticks. Well, that's a great one. Okay, I like to find new soups like that. That's fantastic. I just realized when you were here, did you just say I'll make you some?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so next time when you come in, I would love it if you would bring that, because where I was going with this is I have gotten so much swag from you since you've been a guest on Nightlight. You've brought me placenta juice and...
that's kombucha.
Oh, kombucha, Pete. Right.
Yes.
And a yoga mat. And now some soup would be fantastic.
I'm trying to, you know, enhance your life.
You're certainly
every
doing
way I
that.
Can.
You're even doing that from Minnesota. Conrad, do we have a call for Dr. Lyerly?
It's for both of you.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. I will give the medical advice. Dr. Lyerly will give the movie advice. So, yeah, put it through.
Yeah, Scott from Madison.
Scott from Madison. How are you, Scott?
I'm well. And I heard you talking about touching yourself with your feet or your own feet. But I live with multiple sclerosis and can't totally feel my bottoms of my feet very well.
Oh, wow.
And I'll wake up and I'll be like, hey, is that my wife touching my leg with her foot, or is that my own foot touching my leg?
And who is it typically?
Scott?
Yeah. Yeah. That's where it gets even weirder. Where I'm not even certain that it's myself touching myself.
But you know what I'm saying, Scott? It's like kind of a weird thing. Like, a lot of people do it. They just sit there and they rub their feet together. It's a soothing, kind of nice way to relax. And I just found it funny. Like, I don't just lay there and rub my own shoulder or touch my knees together or whatever.
But imagine if you can't really feel your feet very well.
Yeah.
And then wonder if your feet are actually touching yourself. You just, you know, it's kind of crazy.
That is great. That is unbelievable perspective. Thank you so much, Scott.
Tell
your wife to touch your feet more, will you? It's important in a marriage.
If you like it. Only if you like it.
Right. I'll tell her that.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Hey, Pete, did you happen to catch that AI-generated video of Donald Trump and Elon Musk and his feet?
Oh, I did.
Ooh, that was...
I'm not so sure even a guy my age was supposed to be watching that. I was blushing.
That was something.
I want to know how they did it. I mean, it's so real looking.
Yeah. Well, see, Elon had his feet up, and then Trump was like down. Oh, that's not what you meant, how they did it. You meant how they made the film.
How they put it together, because I understand what was happening in the video.
Body doubles?
Yeah. I'm starting to get aroused, and I think we should move on thinking of that video. Thank you, Dr. Lyerly, for bringing that up. Hey, so aside from being in slightly less cool than Wisconsin, Minnesota, how's it going there? Are you enjoying? Was it warm there today?
Yeah, not as warm as it is in Green Bay, but it was, I think, 42. It's melty. Last week, we had 2 or 3 days in a row where we didn't even get above zero.
Oh my gosh. I'm way north.
I'm like 2 hours south of the border. So it's been really, really cold here. So these last few days have felt like spring. People are out
crazy.
In shorts and t-shirts. Is that happening in Green Bay?
Oh, yeah.
Shorts and t-shirts?
Yeah. It feels great. We've got a couple of people texting on the stream that say, Robert on the stream says, Rob from Tigerton want to say good evening to two wonderful people.
Oh,
I assume
hey,
he
Rob.
Means you and me or Conrad. But either way, it's nice to. Thank you, Rob. I'm sure Dr. Lyerly appreciates that. And then Chad, who was on the show last night, says, hi, Pete and Doc. I don't know that Chad is on Doc level with you, or he could just call you Doc, but he's a good guy. I'll vouch for him, Kristen.
All right, Chad. You get a pass.
Thank you for the messages, everybody. All right, so let's start. I want to ask you, we were talking about, this was interesting, because last night in our text exchange, you said we can talk about TikTok health trends.
Uh-huh.
And my wife, who is addicted to TikTok, immediately thought you wanted to talk about all the great things regarding your health on TikTok. And I thought, no, I know Kristen sort of, and I think she's probably saying it's detrimental to your health somehow. Were either one of us right? Where were you? And then you said ask your kids, and my kids weren't totally sure either.
You know, I asked my kids and they didn't really know either, but okay. They sent me some weird videos that had nothing to do with health. So I don't know. Yeah, well, a lot of people get their information from TikTok,
yeah.
Even their health information. And this information is not evidence-based in many cases. It's not validated. It's just like, it's just out there.
Yeah.
So you'll hear about these teas or these, you know, these lights or these supplements. Supplements are a great one that will do these things for you. And probably not. They're probably just trying to sell you something.
Right.
But, you know, you don't know because you're just trying to get an answer. So there have been some things in the past where there have been people who have been harmed, or people maybe not using, like, say, their birth control appropriately, or not using birth control at all because they're getting the messaging that birth control is actually bad for you, but actually, like, unplanned pregnancy is worse, I would say.
Right.
So yeah, trying to, like, correct, I like to correct those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I went out there to look for health trends, I couldn't find anything either. And I didn't know if it was just maybe that my algorithm wasn't there or if there's just nothing that's happening right now. I don't know. What are our viewers?
Yeah.
What are our listeners finding?
There have been times, and like I said, my wife looks at TikTok a lot. It's her social media platform of choice. And she'll say, what do you think about this? And I'll say, well, who is that guy? And she'll go, well, I don't know. And I'm like, well, okay. That's the problem with a lot of social media. Like you said, people just, they go, oh, that sounds like a great idea. And maybe that's something you would have talked to your neighbor about over the porch a few years ago before we had all these great, wonderful platforms. But yeah, you got to be careful.
Totally. And I'm very involved with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which is our big professional association. And we do have patient information that is available, but you have to actually go to acog.org and click on the information for your patients button. It's not just fed to you the way that it is on TikTok.
Right.
And I've gone to the leadership and said, you know, hey, we really need to generate some of these videos, but there's a whole process and there's all this vetting and validating and it just becomes too much. So that's why you don't see all of the big doctor organizations or the American Medical Association putting out, you know, for your health TikToks.
Right.
I'm hoping that I'm also involved in this organization called the Committee to Protect Healthcare, which is very much focused on advocacy and patient outcomes. Saving Medicaid is one of our big pushes right now.
Good.
So just helping to inform people and making sure that people are getting good, solid information instead of, hey, take this supplement instead of eating vegetables. No supplement is a substitute for vegetables, my friend, or fruits.
Right.
They're $80 a bottle and you still got to eat your apples.
Wow. Very well said. And, you know, it must be frustrating, everything you just said, and there are people out there saying, science is kind of a thing of the past. I think we've moved on, you know? Like, what do you do with that? And what do you do, doctor, when you have, like, without getting too political, come on, the vaccines, measles are coming back, bird flu. What can you tell people who want to enhance their immune systems when they don't know where to turn or who to listen to?
Well, the thing that we know enhances your immune system is a vaccine.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. We had measles pretty much eradicated in this country.
Right.
But the problem with measles is that it's incredibly contagious. And it doesn't hurt adults all that much, but it kills little kids.
Wow.
So it's really, really dangerous for young kids. And this misinformation that's being spread for political purposes, I mean, you know, let's be honest, it is politicized information is really scary. And it's giving people these conflicting messages. What I do, the things that I do in my office are totally different than what you see on the grander level, because having a conversation with a crowd on Facebook is really different than somebody who is willing to share their real vulnerable concerns they're in the office setting. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I don't screen my patients, you know, before they come in to say, did you vote for Democrats or Republicans? Are you anti-vax or vax?
Right.
You know, I say the recommendation is that you get this vaccine at this point in your pregnancy, for example, so that your baby doesn't get whooping cough within the first couple months of life. And if my patient says, oh, I'm really concerned about that vaccine, I say, great, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the pluses and minuses, what this could mean for you. We know whooping cough is rising in this country. A lot of parents who already have kids who have had colds, I don't know if you had this experience when your kids were little, Pete, but when my kids had colds and they were coughing and they were suffering, I was suffering. I was worried. Yeah. So as a mom now advising my patients, the moms who already have kids are like, yes, I would like to get vaccinated. And the new moms often, they don't have anything to relate it to. So I try to help them understand, but you know, people decline and that is absolutely their prerogative.
Right.
I just then hope that they don't end up having to face the consequences of getting sick or, I mean, God forbid, losing a child as a result.
Wow, that is great stuff and very well said. And I saw something just like that on TikTok last night. No, I'm just kidding. Dr. Kristen Lierley is with us here on Nightlight, as she so often is. It's great to have her. We will be back after a very short break with more with Dr. Lierley, and we will read your text as well from our question, what is your favorite kind of soup? It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Last night, dressed up like Elvis, why am I?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's a Nightlight dance party. What does Dr. Lierley do when she is not delivering babies and stuck in a hotel room? She comes on the radio and dances.
Mm-hmm. And I watch Oscar movies online, as many as I can, but some are still not streaming.
I know. I think The Brutalist is the only one that's still... I think there's only one we don't have access to. But you have to pay, like, it's like $20 or $30. I've got 3 films to watch, so it's going to cost me about $100 to finish these.
Cheaper than going to the theater with a buddy, though.
That's exactly what I say. Even $20... it's kind of a wash. You know, if you get popcorn, it costs you $12 to get in. In Marinette, it costs you about $9 to get in, which is a little better. One of the advantages of living in
Marinette,
Wisconsin.
Are they showing in Marinette, though? Because where I am right now in Hibbing, Minnesota, there's not an Oscar movie playing across the street. There was, though, a complete unknown because this is Bob Dylan's hometown.
I was just going to say, I did stand up there in the 90s, Kristen. And
really?
Yes. And I wish... I worked so many towns where there's really interesting tidbits from history. I just was in my 20s and didn't care that much. But Bob Dylan, I would have taken a tour if they had one of his house. That's pretty cool that you're there.
They do. So some guy, a pharmacist, a retired pharmacist from Madison, bought his house and painted it and is restoring it. He's like 80 years old. This is his like passion project. He's restoring it and he's making it. It's not fancy. He puts a little hand-drawn sign outside when he's there. It says, Bob Dylan House Tour, call Bill. And his phone number's there. And so you call Bill and he's like, sure, I'll meet you there at 2. And then you go in and he shows you like, this is an appliance like Bob Dylan's dad would have sold at his store. And here are some recipe books from back in the day. And this is a recipe that Bob Dylan's mom shared. And then he takes down into the basement. And Bob Dylan had in a couple different places etched RZ into the paneling, and he shows you Robert Zimmerman.
Robert Zimmerman, yeah.
Yes, his piano is there. He let me sit at the piano and play Bob Dylan's piano. It's just a very, like, it is not a fancy tour. It's very heartfelt and beautiful, and he doesn't charge you for it. He just asks you for a donation if you're willing.
I have to say, all due respect to Bill, there's a lot of red flags there. The minute he asks a woman touring the house by herself to go to the basement and it's free, like, there's so much going on there. You're very brave.
There's a lot of trust that was built before that.
Yeah. That's so cool. Well, we'll talk Oscar movies in just a bit, but I have to ask you, and I know I asked you this, and I think we got off on a tangent. So what can people do aside from a vaccine to boost their immune systems? Because there might not be vaccines yet. I don't know what's going to happen with Health and Human Services, if they'll have them ready. But if people are listening right now and go, how do I not get the bird flu if a vaccine is not available yet? What do you tell them? Like, just get more sleep, eat right? What do you say?
Well, yeah, I maintain a healthy baseline, which is like that classic, you know, advice that your doctor always gives you: get enough sleep, eat healthy, drink enough water, don't forget to exercise. All of those things really are important. They're difficult to maintain. We're all busy. Right. It's hard. Like, good food can be expensive. It's perishable. It's hard to keep in your house. You know, getting exercise, like this time of year, today, not so bad, but you know, last week, not so fun to get outside and get exercise. So, you know, forgiving yourself also when you can't do all of those things. And then not forgetting about your mental health, making sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who uplift you and who believe in you and who support you. Because really, we, I think, struggle often. And a lot of it is the company that we keep. And, you know, let's be very, very honest. Mental health issues are real medical issues and require treatment, whether it's medication or counseling or support groups, whatever it is. Our mental health is as important as our physical health, and the two affect each other.
You're so sensible. It kind of drives me crazy. The other voice.
I'm just a kid who grew up in Kakana. I'm just one of those people.
That is the voice of Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is joining us from Minnesota, where she is on call and may have to deliver a baby. But in the meantime, she's hanging out with us here at Nightlight, as she does from time to time. So great to have you on the show. And you know what? Let's be honest. Lay in your bed, rub your feet together, watch a little TV. Are you getting a page?
No.
Oh, look like your pager was going off.
I got a text.
Okay. It's was it someone page. 7 meters dilated? Or are you good?
Six. No.
I'm trying to, because I do want to talk a few Oscar movies with you, but I'm trying to get in one more health question. So what's a good, do you have any general health tips, or other than not eating junk food or high fructose corn syrup or that kind of stuff?
You know, can I just talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and HHS? Because I am not a fan.
Okay.
Because of his. Yeah, I mean, he's had some pretty radical stances. He's been, he is not medically trained. It's pretty clear that his biases are things that will benefit him. But there are some things that are really important, like high fructose corn syrup, ultra processed foods, making sure that we have clean air to breathe and clean water to drink. All of those things, which really are kind of his foundation, all of those things are really important. So I am totally into that. It's when you get into the, you know, not really, we don't have evidence for this, and, you know, stay away from regular science, that really is unsettling to me.
And you're right. That was how he built his brand back before he was doing steroids at 70 years old, and he was really an advocate for the environment. So that is kind of strange. All right, Dr. Lyerly is here. When we come back, I'm going to read some of your texts. We're going to see what Oscar movies she's watched. Have you seen all of them?
No.
Okay, but a fair amount?
Most.
Keep us in suspenders, all right?
We'll ask you this. I have opinions.
All right, fantastic. We will get those opinions after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. Bob Dennis will be in studio at 7:20 talking about mafia tourism here in Wisconsin. You can't go wrong, folks. Great to have you. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.